So Avita, what was Dr. Martin Luther King's view on abortion?
When we consider Martin Luther King Jr. and the issue of abortion, we have to remember that he was assassinated in 1968 before abortion became legal in the United States of America. Because he was a man of God, a preacher, a community leader, a husband and a father, and as I say, a pastor, he would have aligned himself as closely as possible with the Word of God. So he would not have endorsed abortion. Some people say that he did endorse birth control, and he did, but in those days, it was called, today it's called natural family planning. Back then, it was called the rhythm method. So he would have been for the health of the mother, the health of the child, the pregnant mother, the health of the family and the community. So Martin Luther King Jr. never endorsed abortion. And I imagine that if he were here right now today, he still would not, because abortion kills an innocent.
That makes sense. Thank you for answering that. How has your view on abortion changed, if at all, over the years?
Well, I became what is called a born-again Christian in 1983, and then I became pro-life at that time. My grandfather convinced my mother not to abort me by DNC in 1950, believe it or not. That was a family secret for a long time. When I reconsidered my uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s quote, "The Negro cannot win if he's willing to sacrifice the futures of his children, the immediate futures of his children." Martin Luther King Jr. talked about the wholeness of humanity. I didn't embrace that at first. I had two abortions in the 70s. I had a miscarriage because of damage done to my body by abortion, and yet I still fought for a woman's right to choose. Now, a woman does have a right to choose. Still legally in America, a woman can choose abortion in America legally today. But I believe in options and choices, and we should make abortion unthinkable. And after 1983, that became my position, and I finally became what is called a voice for life, for the womb to the tomb and beyond.
People normally think about Planned Parenthood, and what is it really?
Planned Parenthood is often considered a friend to women in the communities around the world and definitely in America. And so Planned Parenthood has wonderful marketing skills, and they make their services seem so helpful, and they're really not. And so they say they give you options, but their first option in the black community especially, but in many communities, is safe, legal, and rare abortion. Well, abortion is not rare. It's not safe. Abortion is still legal in America. So Planned Parenthood's programs are designed to help women by giving them opportunities to abort their children or to take chemical pills or shots or procedures to either end pregnancy or prevent pregnancy. A lot of people don't know that all of those strategies are connected to breast cancer, cervical cancer, mental depression, all of that, mental illness. And so what they're saying, for the health of the mother, we have to do abortion. For the rape victim, we have to do abortion. For the incest victim, we have to do abortion. But what we have discovered, if a woman is pregnant and she's been raped and if it's compounded with incest, then when you abort the baby, you get rid of the evidence of who did the heinous act to the mother. Does anybody ever consider that? I don't know. So Planned Parenthood markets abortion and abortive facets, and that's the harmful birth control products. Now, natural family planning works. Adoption works. Pregnancy care centers help. So I'm saying, if you're going to be so strong with the agenda of Planned Parenthood, can you at least be equally as strong with choices that affirm life and health?
Well, that's good. Avita, if you could say one thing to all churches in America about abortion, what would it be?
I have said to so many pastors and leaders and first ladies, their wives, and church communities in America and around the world, do not be afraid to help women when they have to make these decisions. Tell the women and their families the truth and offer them healthy alternatives. Do not fear the word of God that says, choose life so that you and your descendants can live. So I would encourage pastors and church leaders around America and the world to tell the truth and to save lives from the womb to the tomb and beyond.
Wow, thank you for answering that. If you could say one thing to all pro-life friends in America, what would it be?
To my pro-life friends in America, take heart, have courage. We are winning. Jesus already won, as a matter of fact, on the cross at Calvary. So we're going from victory to victory. We occupy the kingdom of God with truth and love, with repentance and with forgiveness. And then we enforce the word of God with faith, hope, and love. And that really cannot include aborting innocent people.
If you could say one thing to all pro-choice or pro-abortion people in America, what would it be?
To the abortion community, the pro-choice community, I have been young and now I'm old and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. That means as a young woman, I chose abortion. It hurt me. And I had to finally come to grips with the truth that a death of innocent people was involved. And yet, I believed when somebody told me about the love of God, that God forgave me. I repented. I asked God to forgive me. God has healed my body, my spirit, soul, and body. So today, you know, we have misplaced compassion. And we say we have to have abortion. It's the compassionate thing to do. So I would say that there's more compassion by choosing life. And if you have chosen, I don't care how long it's been, abortion and all the things that are related to it, you can change. You say, well, that's the way I am. Your am can change. My am definitely changed.
Wow. If you could say one thing to a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy who's considering abortion, what would that be?
If there's a woman who hears this message, or a dad, because, you know, a man and a woman become a mom and a dad at the moment of conception. I'm not ready to be a mother. If you're pregnant, you are a mother. I'm not ready to be a dad. If you put that seed with that egg, you are a dad. And so if you need help, there's help and healing in the community of compassionate people who will not misguide you and make you feel as though killing a baby is going to save your life or change your life. It will change your life, but it's going to take a life. So I believe that if you have that hard decision before you, get help. There are churches who understand this, pregnancy care centers who understand this truth, and you know, you just need help. An abortion, which kills an innocent person, is not necessarily going to be your best answer.
Well, that's good. Alveda, what are the biggest strengths in the Black community? And what are some of the greatest contributions from the Black community?
In the Black community and any community, I don't want to just leave it there. We're one blood and one human race. So we're not separate races. I'm glad you said community. In the Black community, I'm a 73-year-old Black woman, so I think I can speak to that. One of our greatest strengths is our faith. We still believe in God in the Black community, but I'm not limiting that to just us. People who believe in God still live in America. So one of our greatest strengths is our faith. And there are so many things that can be done in every community, including the Black community. if we take faith, hope, and love and begin to move forward in unity and in peace, not fighting over skin color. There's one blood and one human race, not colorblind. If you don't see my color, you erase my ethnicity. Oh, no, don't do that. I've got some great history. So do you. But we can come together. And in many instances in the Black community, that is happening.
That's good. What are the largest threats or biggest threats and challenges facing Black Americans?
Black Americans today do not necessarily understand our heritage, our legacy, who we are in Christ Jesus. Many of us were broken from our ancestry and our roots when, in the slave passage coming over to America, for example. But something just as simple as a DNA test can reconnect us with those types of histories. So I think that legacy is very important in the Black community, and we have to work on that. Morals, values, those are important as well. And to not throw our children away into the abyss of social media. And that's not just for the Black community. That's everybody. But I'll tell parents and grandparents, don't be afraid of social media. Engage, find out what your children are watching, and then just put some scriptures on social media. I do that a lot. So I believe in the Black community and then every community, caring about our young people, engaging, talking, teaching legacy, that's very important. And as we start to do that more and continue to do that, because the young people are just hungry for truth. I know this to be true.
Perfect. And we've got 2 minutes left before our 15 minutes is up. So we're doing good on time. The last question I have is there anything else you'd like to share about the pro-life abortion topic, perhaps?
My father, Reverend Alfred Daniel Williams King, the brother of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., named me. He and my mother, Naomi King, also a civil rights leader, they named me Alveda, A-L-V-E-D-A. My daddy's name was Alfred, so I have part of his name, and Vida for life. And so I was raised by parents to value life, to love God, to forgive, to repent, to come together in unity. And I believe that is one of the answers that America has forgotten. And I think we need to come back together in faith, in hope, and in love.
And I've got one last question with our few remaining seconds is, so are you familiar with Catherine Davis?
I know Catherine Davis quite well. Okay. And Catherine has been on my TV show, The Vision. And she's talked about these abortion issues on there. Yeah.
So Catherine Davis, essentially in 2024, she has a plan or a calling from God that this is the year Planned Parenthood will end. What are your thoughts on her passion on that?
I joined Catherine. Planned Parenthood is not good and they need to close their doors. I agree with Catherine and all who engaged with her in that effort.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's it. That's all I've got. And that was the one bonus question I wanted to ask, but beyond the ones I sent. So thank you so much, Alveda. I really appreciate your time. And we made it under 15 minutes. So that was good.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity. God bless you.
questions, all creatures of the earth, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Broken sob at the graveside, the wedding bells at noon, the sounds of the lost and found, the reaching of our hands, the whale and the lion, the mother and her son, the family of terra firma, creatures of the earth. And know that I am